News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. It was supposed to be a three-day trial, turned out to be a two-day trial for Ronald Disher. Disher charged in Portage County with being a party to the crime of stealing Social Security check money from his mother-in-law, Marie Jost. Marie Jost hasn't been seen since the 1980s. Ronald Disher's wife, Dolores, and brother-in-law, Charles Jost, allegedly in on this scheme. Jost, already given 16 years after pleading not guilty due to insanity. Dolores has had several strokes and is in a nursing home, unable to go through a trial. Ronald Disher's case went to the jury this afternoon after he testified on his own behalf. A homicide in the Sheboygan area. Rusty Melberg has the story.
A Sheboygan man has been murdered, and a 17-year-old male relative is in custody facing a murder charge. Captain Jim Veazer said police were contacted early this morning by a woman who was concerned about the whereabouts of her ex-husband. Veazer said officers then accompanied her to the man's home in the 2100th block of Meadowlark Drive and discovered the man dead and a 17-year-old family member in the home. He said it appears the man was the victim of an assault. Veazer said the teen was arrested and is currently in custody for first-degree murder. He said an autopsy was scheduled for today. The investigation is ongoing, and police will release further information as it becomes available. Rusty Melberg, WSAU News.
Another investigation into a school teacher, this time in the Abbotsford area, where Abbotsford-Colby police are looking into Andy Follin. Follin was a math teacher till he resigned last Friday. The school district and the police department are not commenting on the investigation except to say there are allegations of misconduct with a student. A former heroin addict from Hudson says at least two friends may still be alive had a state law been in place to grant limited immunity to those reporting heroin overdoses. 23-year-old Phil Drewski made that remark yesterday at a hearing by the state Senate health panel on four bills aimed at fighting the growing heroin abuse problem. He said his own addiction started with pain pills when he was 13 and heroin at 16. He said five of his Hudson area friends died from heroin in the past year. At least two were left to die because nobody wanted to call for help and risk getting into trouble themselves. President Obama made a stop in Wisconsin this morning, and Jackie Johnson was there.
President Barack Obama tells hundreds of workers at Waukesha's GE gas engine plant that not everyone needs a college degree in order to have a great career, as long as they get the appropriate training needed.
So what we're going to do is we're going to review all of federal job training programs, soup to nuts, and then we're also going to be supporting local ones.
Obama signs an executive order charging Vice President Joe Biden to lead a thorough review of federal job training programs.
And we've got to move away from what my Labor Secretary Tom Perez calls train and pray. You know, you train workers first, and then you hope they get a job.
Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A former Schofield mail carrier sentenced for mail theft today. Lisa Virginia Barker from Gleason sentenced by Lynn Edelman to 1 year probation, $125 in fines and $80 in restitution. This for felony conviction of theft by mail by a postal employee. Barker did plead guilty to the charge. Barker was employed as a rural carrier for Schofield's post office until May of 2011. Customer complaints came in about missing mail, and the post office inspector general conducted an investigation. The postal inspector put a Target gift card in the mail, and she intercepted it and spent it. That's how they caught her. Harley-Davidson making more money than expected in the last quarter. The Milwaukee firm seeing a continued increase in motorcycle sales. This morning, Harley reported profits of $75.4 million from October through December. The jury's still thinking about the Ronald Disher case in Portage County. He is charged with being party to the crime of stealing Social Security checks from his mother-in-law, Marie Jost. Marie Jost hasn't been seen since the 1980s. Officials estimate $175,000 worth of checks were cashed illegally. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Wind chill advisory till 10 a.m. Friday. Decreasing clouds, quite cold overnight, low of 9 below. Friday, sunny but chilly, high of 7, and clear to partly cloudy Friday night, down to 10 below. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries and a high of 14. Sunday, sunny, cold, and a high of 7. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.